having our starting lineups announced. Brett Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you. Take you through them for each of the teams. First up for the Mayo Ensemble Thunderbolts, they will start number 3, Nathan Hurst. Number 5, Austin Fox. Number 10, Hunter Perez. Number 15, Zeke Morris. And number 24, Gage Long.
And for the Tigers, they're going to come out and counter with number 4, DJ Howe. Number 10, Garrett Summers. Number 14, Hayden Johnston. 24, Colin Walker. And number 30, David Charbonneau. And Bradley, we're just about ready for tip here.
That's right. DJ Howe and Gage Long each ready to tip this one away. Ed Laverne, Troy Summers, and Troy King are our officials. And tip won by Alcona. And Summers goes right side to Charbonneau, moving on our left. Charbonneau, quick mid-range jumper, way too long, tipped out of bounds off of Hayden Johnston, and it'll go to the Mayo Ensemble Thunderbolts.
Early start, kind of a scrambly shot, wasn't anywhere really near the iron on that one, and Mayo will see what they can do now.
Perez goes left side to Long. He's on the left wing. Man-to-man defense here played by the Tigers. Long working on Colin Walker. With the basketball up top, switches over to Summers. Now he'll drive inside. Shot goes up, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Charbonneau. And here come the Tigers. Left side, DJ Howe. Pump fakes a 3 into the lane, and he's going to travel before the shot. And he will turn it over to the Thunderbolts.
Actually, it looked like Alcona to me was playing in a 2-3 zone, Brad. I know they might have had a guy on the wing that was running man-to-man, but maybe they are. I thought it was a 2-3 zone, but now that I look at it further, yeah, they're in man.
Just 2-3 and switching everything, it looks like.
Exactly.
You got at the top of the key is Zeke Morris. Morris now stuck, picks up his dribble, goes inside to Fox, working against DJ Howe, backs him in, turn, handoff inside to Morris, back outside to number 3, Nathan Hurst.
And here's that slow offense we talked about right out of the gate, Brad.
Austin Fox with it up top. Couple of pump dribbles. Now shoots the 3. Knock it down.
Nice start for the kid. Number 5. Austin Fox hits a 3 to get us going here.
3-0 Mayo. 1.5 so far in the contest. Tried to go down to DJ Howe. He couldn't handle the pass from Charbonneau. And it'll be another turnover.
Alcona a little shaky here at the beginning of the game. And that's good for Mayo if they can take advantage of it and throw some quick points on the board.
Perez, easily the smallest guy on the floor, has the basketball, goes left side, and cross-court to Fox in the corner. Fox, a pull-up jumper again, this one too strong. Rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. And he'll go to Garrett Summers, right side. Now David Charbonneau working against Hurst. Inside, that's Johnston, back out to DJ Howe. Pump fake a 3. He'll step in the lane. Hand off to Colin Walker. Walker pump fake, goes up and can't finish, but he'll go to the line to shoot 2.
Got hammered from behind there underneath, and first foul of the game, and first trip to the line, and we'll see how the free throw shooting is going to work out for both teams tonight as well.
A game that could be as close as this one is. It's going to be important. Walker's first free throw, no good. This game brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, D&M Supply of Omer, and the Lunchbox of Curran. Second free throw rims out as well, and rebound comes down to Zeke Morris. And Austin Fox will bring it up. No one guards Fox at the top of the key, and he misses the 3. Rebound pulled down, DJ Howe. 3-0 Mayo, 5:40 to play in our first quarter. Garrett Summers has a right wing. Pull up 3, no good. And it's tipped and rebound by Gage Long, who will wait for everybody to go by him. Long brings it up the court, guarded by Colin Walker, running the offense. Left side now, Hunter Perez, guarded by Garrett Summers. Works some action underneath and go right side to Austin Fox. Couple of jab steps and goes to the left side to Hurst, who, again, continues to jab step. Now right side to Morris. Morris had the ball knocked away by Walker, but able to regain it is Morris and go back to Gage Long on the left side. Mayo, again, nice and patient with the basketball, not forcing anything. Left side to Hurst. And back up top to Morris. Morris working against Walker. And up top to Austin Fox.
Under
this is what Mayo does, man.
Yeah, under 5 in the first quarter already. 3-0.
Time of possession, heavily in favor of Mayo, that's for sure. Perez goes inside to Fox at the elbow, who shoots a jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Charbonneau. Charbonneau crossover on the left side, sets up the offense. Now he'll drive in, stop, shoot the mid-range jumper, too short. Rebound comes out to DJ Howe. Pump fake the three, goes up top to Summers, and the Tigers will reset. Johnston has it, dumps inside to DJ Howe. Great pass inside, and it's 3-2.
Real nice, working it down low, underneath, out of the zone, and DJ Howe gets his first bucket of the night. First of many.
3-2, Mayo leads over Alcona halfway through our first quarter. Dump inside to Long. Long, step through, left hand, no good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Colin Walker of Alcona. And now it's Garrett Summers, the point guard, who brings it up. Right side to Johnson, kick out to DJ Howe. And he'll reset the offense up to Summers. Summers dribbles to the right side. Goes up to Johnston. Left side now is Charbonneau. Charbonneau for three. No good, too long. Rebound fought for, and Garrett Summers going to get caught going over the back.
Yeah, big number 24 for Mayo in there. Gage Long pulled that board down, and he was getting climbed on, and they're going to call that foul. And just another one to add to the list to get toward the bonus.
His first, team first, Gavin Walker checks in for the first time. He'll check in for the freshman Summers. And now it'll be Hunter Perez who brings the basketball up and hands off to Hurst. 3-2 Mayo, 3:20 to play in our first quarter. Long has it at the free throw line. Hand off to Hurst, who drives inside on Walker. Good defense by Walker. Even better pass inside. Morris got it with the foul.
It's going to be an old-fashioned three-point attempt as he got hit with a real strong move to the bucket, followed through, knocks it down, and he'll get a chance to increase this lead now to 4 points.
Yeah, Johnson just kind of got caught behind him, and a good cut there by Morris and a good pass underneath. Morris' free throw is up. It is short. Rebound to DJ Howe. It's 5-2. Mayo over Alcona. Right side, Charbonneau. He's open for three. Rebound comes down to Walker. It's short. Now it's knocked out of his hands. And here come the Mayo-Azamo Thunderbolts as Perez brings it across. And immediately slows it down. Not a lot of fast break in the Mayo offense. Right side, Morris. Back up top to Perez, working against Gavin Walker. Right side, Gage Long now against DJ Howe of Alcona. Garrett Long, some dribbles up top. Now he'll drive right side, and a foul underneath, I think, is what the call is.
Yeah, on the floor prior to the shot.
Yeah.
Be out of bounds for Mayo underneath. Couple substitutions here. Blasner and Summers come back in the game. Summers back in the game. Blasner in for his first time.
Charbonneau and Colin Walker check out. Inside to Long, off the inbound, blocked by Howe, and rebound down to Johnston. Quickly up court to Gavin Walker, but it's knocked away by Morris. Perez has it. Right side to Long, loses the basketball, able to recover it in the corner, but now he's trapped. Goes up top to Perez. Perez up top to Fox. Fox pump fakes the three, and now they'll reset and go up top Perez. Perez drives inside, kick to the corner. Hurst for three, too long. Rebound comes down to DJ Howe. 2 minutes to play in the first, 5-2. Mayo over Alcona. Inside, that's Basner. Basner, a great pass by DJ Howe, a no-looker down to Michael Basner, who makes it 5-4.
Real nice assist there as Basner comes in off the bench, makes a contribution right away.
Perez has it up top. Working some isolation action. A 1-4 set there by Mayo. Able to dump it down inside to Morris. Cross court to Fox. Fox guarded by Basner. And Fox will just drive right by him. Goes up right hand away from the contact. And DJ Howe affected that shot. Rebound to Summers. Gavin Walker into the lane. And went for the Euro step. Perez dives on the basketball, gets it back, sits up, and we have a timeout. Maya will take one with them. Back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. To four, Mayo over Alcona. Final 75 seconds of our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by New Star Insurance of Mayo, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, the Kirtland Agency of Mayo and Lewiston, and the Mayo Pharmacy. little full court man-to-man here, or 2-2-1 press, actually, by the Alcona Tigers out of the timeout. Fox will drive it across. And we have a foul there. Basner, a little too many hands going after the body there. Fourth team foul, Basner's first.
Mile only has one foul so far this half, and that'll help him in the long run when it comes down to getting into the bonus.
Final minute of our first quarter. Fox has it. Hand off to Hurst. Hurst drives inside, right around Summers. Right-hand layup is good.
Real nice play there to keep Mile on top, 7-4 here.
Gavin Walker with the basketball. A little crossover top of the key against Perez, asking for a screen. Instead goes right side, Basner. Basner pump fake inside to Walker. Good pass, Colin Walker can't finish. Rebound to Zeke Morris. And with 30 seconds left, I'm sure you can hear it behind us, as Coach McGregor yells, one shot. He does not want his team letting Alcona get another chance with the basketball, as 7-4 is our score, and Mayo's going to try and hold with 15 seconds left in the quarter. Hand off to Hurst, 10 seconds now left, and here come the Thunderbolts. Hurst drives inside on Summers. Pass up top picked off by Basner, dribbled it off his foot, so it'll stay with the Thunderbolts with 2.8 left on the clock.
Boy, Basner had shades of grandeur there as he was going down court and going to make that last four-second run for an easy layup, and he dribbled it off his knee. 2.8 left. Mile will have a chance to get one off.
Pass right inside like a lob to Long. He missed it. And then a shot down court is no good. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Mayo 7 and Alcona 4 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Mayo over Alcona after the first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union, where everything they do for you. Mayo had the ball for a good, what felt like six of the 8 minutes of that first quarter. They get the ball again here to start the second quarter. Perez has it up top, guarded by Walker. And goes left side now to Hurst. They run a screen action to get Austin Fox open at the top of the key, but nothing there. He's going to have to work. Gavin Walker reaches in, pokes the ball away, but Fox able to regain it. Fox goes into the corner now, right side to Gage Long, guarded by Basner. And now up top to Nathan Hurst. Hurst, couple of jab steps. Now left side, Zeke Morris. Right side, that's Hurst. Hurst now drives inside, kick to the corner. Three-point attempt here is no good. By Austin Fox, rebound T.J. Howe, and T.J. Howe threw it away over the head of Gavin Walker to come back to Mayo Sable.
A lot of little mistakes breaking out of the zone here right now for the Tigers, Bradley. We've seen a couple of them now, throwing away passes, dribbling balls off your knee. They got to settle down.
Yeah, you can tell they're so eager to get going on offense after playing defense for as long as they have to. As Perez drives inside against Basner. Up top, Gage Long for three over the top of Walker. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hurst. Good offensive rebound. Left side, Fox. He pump fake a three and ends up deciding to not shoot it. And so Maya will go right side to Hurst. Couple of jab steps. Left side to Long. Long into the shot blocked. Little mid-range jumper blocked by DJ Howe. And Gavin Walker tries to throw it up court. It's picked off well short of his intended target, Howe. And so now Austin Fox from Mayo has it. Right side, that's Hurst. Hurst up inside to Morris. Has it knocked away by Howe, but able to regain it. Goes right side, Perez. Wide open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Colin Walker. 7-4 Mayo, 6:15 to play in our second quarter. Gavin Walker into the lane. Hand off Basner. Basner shot, no good. Blocked by Long. Or at least he affected the shot, and then he got the rebound. Long will jog it across the line. Couple of dribbles up top. Go right side to Hurst. Hurst, couple of jab steps. Now back up top to Morris. Mayo trying to find one individual matchup, I'm guessing, is what their plan is here. Is Morris struggled with the basketball, so Gavin Walker caused him some problems, but he's able to regain it and hand it off. And so now it's Hunter Perez at the top of the key. Left side now to Austin Fox. And now a new play call going to be called in. Austin Fox is going to launch it with nothing going, nothing there. And rebound comes down to Gavin Walker. A long, long three is no good. Walker will jog it across. Played almost 3 minutes of our second quarter. No one scored yet in this quarter. It's 7-4. Maya over Alcona. Walker with it right side. Drives inside. Scoop hand layup. No good. Rebound punched out, and it will go to Maya Wasabel.
Yeah, a little Euro step there trying to get underneath. Basketball had a little bit too much spin on it, and it rolled around the rim and shot out. And we got a 7-4 game right now, Bradley. 5:13 left in the second quarter. Definitely the lowest scoring one we've seen so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This one is taking its time. That's for sure. The clock is moving, though. I haven't seen the clock move this much in a long, long time. We're going to be out of here before 8 o'clock at this rate. Perez has it up top. He'll drive inside and hand it down to Long. Long double teamed. Working against. Now Perez. Wide open left corner for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. It's got to be six, seven rebounds for him now.
Seven rebounds for DJ Howe right now.
Walker is stuck with it up top. Now he'll go right side Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives and stop. Mid-range jumper. Not even close. Rebound pulled down onto the ground now as it was botched. And Zeke Morris comes away with it for Mayo. 4.5 minutes to play in our second quarter. It's still 7-4 Mayo. This is the way Mayo loves to play basketball, man. Left side, that's Long inside to Hurst. Outside to Fox in that left corner. Dump inside to Hurst. Hurst working against Charbonneau. Right-hand layup no good, and there's another rebound for DJ Howe. Right side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau, pump fake. Gavin Walker up top working against the defense and hands off to Charbonneau again.
I had a walk on that, and so did the official, Bradley, and we'll go the other way, and Mayo creates another turnover. Alcona's turned it over five times already in this short period of time that we've played, and they're going to take a timeout. We'll take a quick one with them. You're listening to High School Basketball on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
Mayo inbounds the basketball, leading 7-4. Midway through our second quarter.
You said second, right, Brad?
I did say second quarter, yep. Long turnaround jumper over DJ Howe. Probably could have got a foul. Rebound Nathan Hurst, and Hurst is going to finish. And it's now 9-4 Mayo.
Second offensive rebound of the day for Mayo, and it was an important one. Got a deuce out of it. 9-4 we got.
Alcona trying to pick up the pace on offense, and another turnover off the hands of DJ Howe this time. And so it'll go back to Alcona, or back to Mayo. Alcona's just not putting shots up.
No, so that's his seventh turnover already in the first half. And this is just playing right into the Thunderbolts game plan right now.
Left side is Morris. Goes up top to Long. Long couple of pump fakes working against Gavin Walker. And now left side, that is Austin Fox. Austin Fox left side to Morris. Morris up top to Hurst. Hurst drives inside, and
Mr. Laverne's going to call a carry on that. Say he carried the basketball, so there's a turnover for Mayo. And Alcona could use a point off this turnover.
They need a shot. How about that? Gavin Walker has it up top. Left side to Johnston. Hayden Johnston dribbles around up top. They got to get the ball in the DJ Howe's hands. There they go. Up top, DJ Howe. And he's going to give up the basketball. Left side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau goes back to Walker on the right side. The energy picking up on Mayo's defensive side. Inside, DJ Howe. Howe goes up on and scores it over the top of Hurst.
Boy, a lot of contact there underneath on that DJ Howe shot, but no call. And he'll get it 9-6 now. Bolts up top.
Personally, I do agree with the no call. I thought that was a perfect call right there. So 9-6, yeah, as Kurt just said, Mayo over the top of Alcona. Nobody's hit double digits yet, and we've played all but 2 minutes of our first half. Dump inside. It's a double team on Morris, so you have to kick it out to Fox, guarded by DJ Howe. He'll dribble it out. Set up 14 is the call, so they'll run it into essentially an ISO play here. As Fox is still driven up top, as they have yet to really get the play, right? So now they do. And Perez has it right side.
Would not be shocked if Coach McGregor started hollering out one shot at this point.
Long has it up top, goes left side to Austin Fox. It's funny, but you're actually not wrong with 90 seconds left to go in the quarter. Right side, Long again. He'll drive on Johnston, kick to the corner. And that's Hurst. Hurst up top to Perez. Perez up top, now goes left side. That is Long. Long working on Johnston. 70 seconds remaining now in the quarter as Mayo continues to hold the basketball.
Coach Alex Cole's just pacing right now in front of the Tigers bench.
Just keeps on imploring his team to keep playing defense. They've done a good job. I mean, they're playing defense. Fox has it up top. 50 seconds remaining in the quarter. Mayo still has not shot the basketball. They've had the ball for a minute and 20 seconds. Now they pass it inside to Long. Ball on the ground. Kick out. Ball goes down low. It's taken away by the Tigers. Up to Gavin Walker. Walker into the lane. Euro step. Right hand layup is good. And it's 9-8.
Big bucket there late. Finally a turnover on defense. Great job by the Tigers. Down 1 point with 26 left.
Minute and a half of offense. You don't get a shot up. That's tough. That is tough. Perez goes left side to Perez. Excuse me, to Fox, 15 seconds left in the half. Hand off to Hurst. Coach McGregor directing traffic. 7 seconds. Hurst into the lane. Right hand layup, no good. Rebound by Johnston. 4 seconds. He's going to have to get a shot up. And he doesn't see the clock, and he's not going to get it off. And so, at the end of our first half, both teams are under 10. It's Mayo 9, Alcona 8.
Just when I thought I've seen everything. Now I've seen it.
I don't think I've seen this before.
9-8 at halftime. Wow.
Ready to start our second half. 9-8. Mayo over Alcona at the end of our first half. Quick recap of the scoring. Nathan Hurst for Mayo has 4 points. Austin Fox is 3. Zeke Morris is 2. For Alcona, DJ Howe has 4. Gavin Walker and Michael Basner have 2.
There you go. Pretty easy recap on that. The rebounds in the first half. Alcona doubled up Mayo on rebounds. They had 18, led by 8 from DJ Howe, while Mayo only had 9 rebounds in the first half. Zeke Morris and Gage Long each with 3. And I tell you what, this is like an Alcona-Mayo baseball game that's got out of hand, that they're in deep into the relief pitchers already.
I can't say I've ever seen anything like this. Now that the offenses will be on their own side in front of their benches, we'll see if the offenses are improve a bit here in the second half. The Tigers start with the basketball. Garrett Summers has it. He's trapped up top inside to DJ Howe. They got to make sure they get the ball to him as much as possible. DJ Howe, fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound down to Zeke Morris. That could have given Alcona their first lead of the game. And it'll be Hunter Perez walking it across. Guarded by Garrett Summers. Right side to Hurst. Long flashes, but they don't give him the basketball. Up top to Morris. Morris guarded by Summers. Summers all over him, and then they go left side to Perez. And Perez will, again, call the play and set up. Right side to Long. Long pump fake three, got Charbonneau on the air. Drives inside, right hand layup good.
Really, really nice look. Nice play by Gage Long. Got the defender off balance and a little run and gun off the glass.
Makes it 11-8. Charbonneau drives inside. He tries to go left side to Howe. Instead it goes corner. Summers for three, no good. Rebound Colin Walker out to Charbonneau. Crossover, nothing there. Stuck with it up top, picked up his dribble. Now goes right side, inside to DJ Howe. It goes all the way to the corner where Howe chases it down. DJ Howe drives inside, right-hand layup, good. Good burst of speed by DJ Howe. He's got 6 and cuts it back to a 1-point game, 11-10.
That's what the Tigers need to do right there. Use DJ Howe down low.
Perez has it up top for the Thunderbolts. Right side to Austin Fox, 11-10. Mayo down inside to Hurst. Hurst works over his right shoulder. Goes up and good. And now Hurst has 6. Back to 13-10. So back to a 3-point game. Summers up top. Screened by Johnston. Works against it. Goes right side to Charbonneau. Charbonneau wants to go inside DJ Howe. You can tell that they have an effort to go inside the number four. Spin move by Colin Walker. The lane goes up. Can't finish. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Good power move inside. Caught the Thunderbolt defenders off guard. They had to foul him to keep him out of the hole, and he'll get two at the line with 5:57 left in our third quarter.
Well, Walker shoots these free throws, we'll let you know. As the first one is long. This one brought to you in part by your local Nicklin family-owned McDonald's restaurant, Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Shade Tree Enterprises of Luzerne, H&R Block of Mayo, and My Michigan Health. Second free throw is good, so Colin Walker cuts it to a two-point game, 13-11. Perez has it up top for Mayo. Guarded by Charbonneau. A lot of movement around, but Perez still with the basketball, looking for somewhere to go. Good defense by Alcona right now. Right side to Austin Fox. He'll slow it up and go left side now to Morris. Morris working against Johnston. Now to Hurst, working against Howe. Pump fake. Dribbles now. It goes inside to Long, but thrown away. And Summer's going to come away with it for Alcona. They go inside to Howe. DJ Howe catches it, goes up, scores. We're tied at 13.
Just like that, the Tigers are finally breaking out of this as Miles turned the ball over a couple times here.
Perez has it up top. Goes right side to Long. 5 minutes remaining in our third quarter. Tied at 13. Long dribbles left side. Guarded by Charbonneau. Still dribbling, trying to find where to go with the basketball. Instead, he'll hand off to Perez, and they'll try to reset this way. Coach Cole clapping for the defense for their effort right here. Left side, that's the corner to Morris. Morris now goes up top to Hurst. Hurst inside to Long, right corner, Perez. Perez for three. Knock it down.
Nice shot by the little fella. That's a big three right now to answer Alcona's charge right now. 16-13. T-Bolts up top.
Garrett Summers has it right side. Takes a dribble off a screen. Dump inside to Howe. Howe fights through contact. Goes up, can't finish, but he will go to the line to shoot two.
Another foul on created by Howell, and that's something that in this whole second half the Tigers need to create with DJ Howell under that glass down there to get as many points as they possibly can.
They just need to keep pushing number four the basketball. It'll end up in good things. DJ Howell's first free throw was good. He now has 5 points in the quarter, nine in the game. This game brought to you in part by Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville, Chris Mart of Lincoln, and Mercantile Bank in West Branch and Fairview.
Gavin Walker enters the game for David Charbonneau.
Howe knocks down the second free throw. He's the first guy to double digits. He's got 10 of Alcona's 15, but Mayo still leads 16-15. Up top now is Hurst. Dribbles right into the lane. Goes up right-hand layup around Summers, and he scores.
Mayo keeps answering when they need to.
Johnston to Walker. Mid-range jumper too strong. And rebound pulled down by Hurst. Mayo leads 18-15. Scoring is broken out here in the third quarter. 3:40 to play in the. Hurst drives inside. No call on a lot of contact. Misses. Rebound DJ Howe. DJ Howe just goes right into the lane. Handoff Walker goes up and scores. And Gavin Walker cuts the lead to one. 18-17. As Walker gets his first bucket of the game. Perez now guarded by Gavin Walker. And yet Walker got a little too much into him. And so it'll be a foul on him. His nope. First team first.
Nobody's been in the bonus all night here. And that's two team fouls for Mayo and one team foul for Alcona.
Mayo doesn't even run a play out of the sideline out of bounds. They just go right into the backcourt. And Hurst will bring it across for Mayo. 3 minutes to play in the quarter, 18-17 Mayo. Motion offense here for the Thunderbolts. Driving inside down baseline is Hurst, blocked by Johnston from behind. Rebound Summers. Summers to Walker up ahead. He goes up, right-hand layup, no good. DJ Howe finishes it, and Alcona has their first lead of the night, 19-18.
DJ Howe sitting on his double-double already with 10 rebounds now.
So Perez walks it across. Hand off to Hurst. Oh, nope. He faked the handoff. We'll play action. And instead, he will hand it off to Fox, who will now hand it off to Hurst. Again, this motion offense. Hurst right to the rim. And he'll be fouled by Colin Walker.
Coming through the paint. Number 24 got him pretty good. Colin Walker did. He'll pick up a foul. It'll be out of bounds underneath now for the T-Bolts.
Alcona with their first lead of the game, 19-18, as Basner will check in for the freshman Garrett Summers. It's been the DJ Howe Show here in the third quarter. He's got 8 points in the quarter. That matches Alcona's offensive output of the first half. Garrett Long gets around, Gage Long, excuse me, gets around, shot up, no good, and another rebound for DJ Howe. Garrett Walker with the basketball, Kona with a 1 point lead, looking to extend it inside to Colin Walker. Colin Walker goes up right hand, no good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Perez, who saves it inbounds to Long.
Let's go!
Mayo down by one, Perez has it up top, 1:50 remaining in our third quarter.
We're in last shot range again, Brad.
Here, I was just about to ask you. I was like, how many possessions do we see in this final 2 minutes? And a turnover here as Long couldn't hang on to the basketball. It ends up traveling with it. And so with 1:42 remaining, ball will go back to Alcona.
I guarantee Alcona's going to get more than one shot in this last 1:42.
You're 100% right. Right side, Colin Walker. Now up top, Gavin Walker works off a screen. He'll drive inside, kick it out. Now go left side, DJ Howe. Drives baseline, nothing really there. He'll pull it back out. And now he'll throw it inside. Colin Walker, hop step, right hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gage Long. Good rebound. Now he'll walk it across. Perez has it up top. Trying to work against Gavin Walker. Go left side, that's Hurst. Hurst dump inside to Long over his head. Shot blocked by DJ Howe, but it goes right out to Perez. Left side, that's Long. Long will try to drive inside. Nothing there. Good defense by Colin Walker. And they'll hand him off all the way up to Evan Walker at the top of the key. Under a minute now in our third quarter. Austin Fox for three. Left side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hurst, though. And another offensive rebound for the Thunderbolts. 19-18 Alcona. Mayo might hold for the last shot here. Hurst drives inside. Kick out up top to Long. Now left wing. Fox open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Colin Walker. That was a nice set. That was a nice play. They got a good shot. Right side, Basner. Basner into the lane. Right hand. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hurst. 15 seconds left in the quarter. And now Coach McGregor holds up one shot. So they will wrap up the quarter here. 8 seconds remaining in the third. Hurst drives on Walker. Right inside. Over the top of Howe. No good. DJ Howe with the rebound. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Launches from half court. No good.
What a finish.
Yeah, you could say that at the end of three. It's Alcona 19, Mayo 18 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Alcona at the end of three quarters. This game brought to you in part by Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, Michael Thompson of Dietrich Real Estate in Mayo, the Alcona Health Centers, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Mayo starts with the basketball, down by one, 19-18. Leading scorer in the game right now is DJ Howe. He's got 12. And it's Hurst. Has the ball poked away by Walker, able to go recover it. And so now he will work against Walker. Walker playing great defense up top. Hurst right into the lane. Hand off to Long. And that's Zeke Morris who finishes. And Mayo's back up on top.
Seesaw battle now going back and forth.
20-19 Alcona, or excuse me, Mayo up on Alcona, who has the basketball. Right side to Garrett Summers. Inside DJ Howe working against Morris. Step back, fadeaway jumper for DJ Howe. Perfect touch. And DJ Howe puts Alcona back up by two, 21-20.
That's one. That's not two, it's one.
Oh, I did say they're up by two. Okay, that's, yep. Yeah, he scores two. They're back up one, 21-20. 7 minutes to go at our contest. Drive inside is Austin Fox against Johnston. He got a hand on it. Ball tipped around, regained, and that's taken by Gavin Walker. We have an injured player, so we'll have a stoppage after this play as Basner misses. Rebound, DJ Howe, another one. And now we've got a jump ball, and possession arrow will stay with the Tigers, but Johnston will have to check out, and Colin Walker will check in for him.
Yeah, tough to see an injury like that underneath the glass like that. He lay on the ground for the whole possession down at the other end. Glad he's okay. Walked to the bench by himself.
Walker inside to Summers. Off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around and won by Hunter Perez of Mayo Asabel. Mayo trails by one. They'll bring the ball across. 6.5 minutes left. Holster one shot. Get the last shot of the game?
No. I hope not.
Hurst has it up top. Drives right side off of Walker. Pass inside, tipped, but able to get out to Austin Fox on the left side. He jab steps. Now he looks to drive baseline. Nothing there. And so he'll come back up top. Right side to Hurst. Working against Gavin Walker. Couple of jab steps, couple of pivots. Now he'll go left side to Fox, guarded by Basner. 6 minutes to play in the game. Fox goes right side and looks away. Now he'll go left side to Morris. Morris now will hand it off to Perez. Perez has it up top. Right side to Hurst. He will drive inside now. Go up on Howe. Got it around DJ Howe, and he scores.
Beauty off the glass. Drove right through the lane. Mayo's not going away.
Mayo up by one. Summers down the lane and scores.
Right back. Big answer there for Garrett Summers, and the Alcona Tigers back up top by one with 5:28 left. We got a dandy game. Just low scoring, but it's a dandy.
23-22 Alcona. Fox has it right side, guarded by Summers. And now they'll get the switch, and Gavin Walker will guard him. And now Basner will guard him as he just dribbles across. Now it's Perez in that left corner. He shoots over DJ Howe. No good. Rebound Summers. 5 minutes to play. Alcona by one. Left side, Walker fakes the three. Drive inside. Handoff, Colin Walker off the glass and good. And Colin Walker puts the Tigers up three. 25-22. It's Perez who walks it across. Long will come up and set a screen. Perez drive, left side, Austin Fox for three. No good. Rebound out to Michael Basner. Basner up court to Howe. DJ Howe, and it was knocked away, but Basner able to recover it. Left side, Gavin Walker. Up top, Summers. Summers for three. No good. Rebound, Colin Walker. Off to Basner. What a pass while he was in the air. And Basner finishes. Timeout, Mayo. Alcona by five on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by the committee to elect Mike Hoadley of All Gray as 99th District State Representative, the Health Hub of Luzerne, Mod Heaters of Luzerne, and Amy's Confection Connection of Mayo. Tigers by 5, 27-22, 4 minutes to play in the contest. Long has it up top for Mayo. He drives inside, right-hand layup, and he'll be fouled by Colin Walker. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Got a good piece of him going through the lane there, Colin Walker did, so that's a 24 on a 24, and Gage Long will get himself a chance to shoot two free throws here, and I tell you what, Mayo needs him at this stage of the game.
Yes, he does, and
they've been answering all night, but they need to keep answering if they want to stay in this.
Long makes the first one. Want to give credit again to Colin Walker on the other side there, who made a fantastic pass, caught the rebound, realized he was going to fall, and instead of getting the travel, handed it off to Basner, who scored. That led to that timeout. His long second free throw is good. We're back to a one-possession game. It's 27-24 Alcona. A little full-court pressure here. Left side, Charbonneau. Up top, DJ Howe. Pump fake. He'll drive inside. Right hand layup. Finger roll is good. 29-24 Alcona. 3:45 to play. Mayo fighting for the chance to tie the North Star League. Fox right side for three, no good. Rebound by Summers. Summers works off a screen by Colin Walker. Goes right side. That's Gavin Walker. Back up top, DJ Howe. Tigers by 5, 29-24. DJ Howe drives inside. Euro step, right hand too short. Gets his own rebound. Fought for it. How about Hunter Perez, smallest guy in the court? And I think he got a foul. They did. They gave him a foul for that.
Looked like a pretty good tie-up, the little guy against the big guy.
Gavin Walker will inbound from underneath. That's Perez's first. Right side, Charbonneau. He'll go up top to Walker. Gavin Walker. Back to Charbonneau on the right side. Up top, DJ Howe. Left side, open for a long three. Knock it down!
DJ Howe becoming the real star tonight. He's double-double already and just pouring it on now.
First three of the night by the Tigers. And they now lead 32-24. Perez, left corner is Fox. Pump fake, shoots the three. It's short. Rebound, DJ Howe. And he will slow it up. Goes right side, Charbonneau. Now up top, Gavin Walker. Left side, Basner. Up top to Walker. Coach McGregor calling for ball pressure here. Right side, Charbonneau now. Getting a screen. Left side, DJ Howe. Got to keep the basketball in his hands, man, with how well he's doing. He checked three. Knock it down!
Boy, oh boy, we went from not much scoring to a big fourth quarter for the Tigers here. 35-24, they're up top on the Bolts. 2 minutes to go.
Mayo's got to get going with only 2 minutes left, like you just said. Hand off to Hurst. Hurst drives inside, out top to Long. Long into the corner. Hurst for three. They need this. No. Rebound, DJ Howe again. He fires it up court, but is picked off by Hurst, who is able to dribble before falling to the ground.
And he rolled his ankle something tough when he tried to put the brakes on there. You could see it collapse. And, boy, I hope the kid's okay standing up on his own. But I can tell you what, that's going to be sore, those ligaments on the side, rolling that ankle.
So I do believe he will have to check out.
They did stop play because of it. Yes, he will have to check out.
How many rebounds do you have for DJ Howe? I think you've been trying to keep track there.
Oh, yeah. I got his rebounds exactly. He's got 8-8, 16 right now.
He's got 22 points, so he's well on his way towards a 20-20 game with four more rebounds. So they will bring in, with a long checking out, they now bring number one, that's Cooper, into the game. And timeout, Mayo. Full timeout.
Open your ears,
with a minute and a half to go, 35-24. We'll take a break here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Mayo's got to make something happen. They trail by 11. Only a minute 38 left, 35-24. Alcona with a 16-6 lead in this quarter. Long almost got a five-second violation. Hurst turned it over, and here comes DJ Howe and the Alcona Tigers. We'll see how aggressive the Tigers want to be. DJ Howe out to Gavin Walker, up top to Summers. Right side, DJ Howe.
No hurry have to foul right here.
They're going to have to. That's only the fourth team foul. That one goes on Long. They're going to have to keep fouling. They got to get it to at least six. Then you can play just hard defense, but you got to get it to six. Summers will inbound. Goes to Walker. Walker just keeps standing there. There you go. And now the foul by Hurst. Puts a hand on him.
Up until this point, Bradley, this is one of the first games I've ever seen that nobody got in the bonus. We're going to see it now because it's the end of the game on purpose. But, you know, usually we're in the bonus much earlier than this in the first and the second half.
We really haven't been close. DJ Howe with the basketball right side. 1:15 to play and a foul on Long. That's the sixth one. We'll see if they keep doing that or if now they will just play hard defense. So that's the sixth team foul. Next one will put the Tigers shooting the basketball. And they go to DJ Howe, and Howe will be fouled by Long. That's his fourth foul. He's picked up three of these fouls. And so DJ Howe will shoot a one-and-one.
First free throws of the game for being in the bonus finally here with a minute 10 left in the fourth quarter. And the guy going to the line's already got himself over 20, so we'll see if he can add to it.
22 points on the night for DJ Howe. First free throw is no good. Rebound, Colin Walker. Out to Gavin Walker. Cross court to DJ Howe. And there's the foul by Perez. Can't have that off these. You got to get the rebound.
Yep. We talked about that early, that it's going to come down to whoever wins the rebounds is going to win the game, and that's exactly how it's working out.
So DJ Howe will shoot a one and one again. First free throw, no good. Good box out by Gage Long, and so the rebound comes down to Hurst. 1 minute remaining. They are going to need quick buckets and probably threes. This one tip Perez. Perez drives inside underneath the bucket. Now goes to Fox in the corner for three. Knock it down. And a timeout for Mayo. 49 seconds remaining on WKJC, your power station for sports. Well, Kurt, I mentioned a couple of things at the top of the broadcast. You can't allow offensive rebounds, which you just did off of a free throw, and you can't let DJ Howe score 20 points. They didn't do that. Mayo did not do that.
Yeah, we talked about their winning percentage when DJ gets 20. That was a double dribble right there. They turned it over anyhow.
Perez for three, no good, but off of Gavin Walker, and so it'll stay. So they got the basketball guys got that one right.
The ball don't lie.
Yeah. Mile inbound underneath. It is 35-27. Long three by Fox, and it misses everything.
That would have been from out on the logo if he'd have been straight out. He was almost in the stands when he shot that.
Charbonneau with the basketball, hands off DJ Howe. A lot of pressure here, but they are not giving the foul, and a foul here on Hurst.
Big, huge collision.
And so Coach McGregor trying to get a charge call out of that. He's trying. He's fighting for his team, you know. He's trying.
Yeah. Not going to work out for him, and I agree completely with the call, and that'll send the Tigers to the line one more time with 28.7 seconds left.
It'll be the last one and one. Howe has missed the front end of the one and ones each of the last two here. And he makes this one. Makes it 36-27.
Much to the delight of the student section here in Alcona.
Couple of dribbles. And second free throw good as well. Makes it a 10-point game, 37-27, a four-possession game, maybe even more importantly. Long to Perez. Gets it across. Right side wide open. Is Fox for three. No good. Rebound by in underneath, and timeout Mayo. They'll take their last timeout as Morris scores. And so with 18 seconds left, it's 37-29. We'll just keep it right here. Is another team, I saw a couple of their players walk in front of us. Another team that would be happy with an Alcona victory if they hang on are the Oscoda Owls.
Absolutely.
Because they would earn a North Star League title all by themselves.
And that's the goal, right?
Right.
That's the goal. You don't want to have co-champions, especially these kids at this age right here. They know what's going on. They don't want to share anything. They want to get that win and keep their streak alive. That'll be four in a row for Oscoda if they pull this off with the Alcona win tonight.
In fact, their players are walking right in front of us here as they will be the conference champions. As Blake Malik gives us a little nod, he understood what was going on there. So
yeah.
The Oscoda Owls will, barring some miracle here where Mayo is able to find 8 points in 15 seconds, this will be. But what a fourth quarter. What a second half by DJ Howe.
Right. What a game by DJ Howe, period. He played from start to finish all 32 minutes. I think that's something that Alcona's coach is going to be real happy with, Mr. Cole. Getting a complete game that was tight all the way through. After three quarters, we were 1 point, differential, yeah. And then what a big fourth quarter.
Tigers need to get this one in. They go to Summers, and Summers will be fouled. So Summers will go to the line to shoot two. And so that will, again, be the double bonus. 16.6 seconds left on the clock. Mayo extending this game as long as they can, and you have to do it.
Yeah, it's the right thing. It's how you grind out the end of a game. You know, if he gets these couple buckets here and you get a miss down at the other end, I'd lay off the fouls and everything and just let it end the way it's going to end.
Summers knocks home the first one, so 38-29. And he makes the second one, and they're back up by 10, 39-29, 16 seconds left. Run a little motion out of that to get it up court to Perez. Perez to Fox. Fox going to have to launch a three. No good. Rebound inside. Goes up long and finishes. Well, I doubt they'll foul here. And, well, Colin Walker says you can't foul if I don't inbound the ball.
Right.
It's a five-second call, but that's our...
He had less than five when he got the ball. He knew that he looked at the clock and said, I'm just going to hang on to it out of bounds.
And so our final score, the Alcona Tigers pick up a big victory over Mayo, 39-31 on WKJC, your power station for sports.